From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the fourth message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, that blessed chapter often referred to as Faith's Hall of Fame. The second person memorialized in this chapter is Enoch, of whom it is recorded that he was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. In the midst of ungodliness and apostasy, Enoch represented the apex of the godly line, providing a rich example for believers in every age. As Dr. Cairns will show, Enoch is a challenge to us to shine for Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence a message entitled, Faith That Overcomes Depravity and Death. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Psalm 22 and verse 14. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. Our blessed Lord experienced a terrible sinking and melting of soul. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Deep depression of spirit is the most grievous of all trials. All besides is as nothing. Well might the suffering Savior cry to his God, Be not far from me. For above all other seasons a man needs his God when his heart is melted within him because of heaviness. Believer, come near the cross this morning, and humbly adore the King of glory, as having once been brought far lower in mental distress and inward anguish than any one among us, and mark his fitness to become a faithful high priest who can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. Especially, let those of us whose sadness springs directly from the withdrawal of a present sense of our Father's love enter into near and intimate communion with Jesus. Let us not give way to despair, since through this dark room the Master has passed before us. Our souls may sometimes long and faint, and thirst even to anguish, to behold the light of the Lord's countenance. At such times, let us stay ourselves with the sweet fact of the sympathy of our great High Priest. Our drops of sorrow may well be forgotten in the ocean of His griefs, but how high ought our love to rise! Come in, O strong and deep love of Jesus, like the sea at the flood in springtides. Cover all my powers, drown all my sins, wash out all my cares. Lift up my earthbound soul, and float it right up to my Lord's feet. And let me lie there, a poor broken shell, washed up by His love, having no virtue or value, and only venturing to whisper to Him, that if he will put his ear to me, he will hear within my heart faint echoes of the vast waves of his own love, which have brought me where it is my delight to lie, even at his feet forever.
All around me.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Text this morning is again in Hebrews chapter 11, and this time in verses 5 and 6. Very familiar verses, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Enoch was the seventh from Adam in the line of Seth. The book of Genesis not only traces the line of Seth, the line of God's people that ultimately would lead to Christ, but over against it, it also traces the line of apostasy and rebellion, the line of Cain. The seventh from Adam in the line of Cain was a man by the name of Lamech. And the contrast between these two seventh men, Lamech and Enoch, plainly expresses for us the spiritual conflict that was very evident in those days right at the dawn of human history. It's interesting that both Lamech and Enoch have left on record for us a poetic message. Enoch gave a prophecy, and it is in the form of poetry. Then Lamech gave not a prophecy, but a very boastful song. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 23, Lamech said unto his wives Ada and Zillah. It's interesting that he was the first polygamist in Scripture. He said, "Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt." Lamech boastfully celebrated his murderous revenge in the slaughter of another man. And in him, the depths of the apostasy of the line of Cain begin to be fully plumbed. In contrast, Enoch left this wonderful prophecy. It deserves in many ways to be a song. We read it in the book of Jude. He said, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Enoch first sang of the coming of the Lord, and then his righteous soul was stirred in this prophecy against the apostasy that he found rampant all around him. And he said, "When the Lord comes, he will come to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." And in Enoch, the antediluvian piety, the holiness of the godly line, reached its apex. What a contrast then, Lamech and the apostasy of Cain, Enoch and the holiness, the dedication to the Lord of the line of Seth. It's very, very noteworthy that the apostasy which surrounded Enoch did not weaken his personal purity, his personal holiness, and his committed stand for God. We do read of the last days that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Unfortunately, that is the norm. When people get to be surrounded by wickedness, declining standards, when the accepted mode of behavior of the society in which we live gets more and more wicked, it becomes acceptable to God's people to lower their own standards, to drop off in personal holiness, not to be so strict in their stand for God. And they begin to let the old truths drift. And rather than be picked out as an old-fashioned, hard-nosed, Bible-thumping fundamentalist, they just go along a few steps behind. But contemporary wickedness becomes for them an excuse for sin. We learn from Enoch that it never is a true reason for sin. Rather, the wickedness that surrounds us, the apostasy of the day in which we live, even the religious apostasy. Let me just throw in a side note here. It is thought by many scholars and etymologists that one of the names in the line of Cain, it's in our Bible as Mahujael, means the man of God. And it is very significant that while in the line of Seth, you do not find in the names recorded a direct reference to the name of God, you do find it in the line of Cain. You do find it in the apostasy. The very invocation of the name of God. And in this situation where the apostates are invoking the name of God, you find wickedness right in the very church. Now, that is for us, not an excuse for sin, but it is for us an opportunity to shine for God. To shine for God. If you ever visit Dr. O. Talmage Spence's school up in North Carolina, you will be constantly confronted with the motto that they have adopted. And that is militant against the apostasy and magnificent for God. The two things always going together. In this day and age, where the apostates are invoking the very name of God in the pursuit of every kind of wickedness, where in this very country apostates today are using the name of God to bless sodomy, to unite sodomites in so-called marriage and glorify them if they will pursue, at least for a time, what they are pleased to call a monogamous relationship. In this day, when apostates are invoking the name of God in the very worship of Satan, we have no excuse for slacking off from what God has called us to, but we have every reason to shine, be militant against that apostasy. May God grant that we will never, either individually or as a church, become muted in our stand, our militancy against the wickedness of the day in which we live. God save us from becoming a bunch of mealy-mouthed compromisers. That's what has happened to so many churches. But may God grant in our stand that it will never degenerate merely into fighting for fighting's sake, but we will always shine for Christ and be magnificent for the Savior. That's exactly what Enoch did. His godly life, his faithful stand, his miraculous translation are all well known. Indeed, it's just a couple of years or so since, preaching through the characters in Genesis, I preached a character study on this man, Enoch. You may or may not recollect that. Sometimes I think it would be easy for the preacher, if people had bad memories, I could just go back and preach the old message again. But you see, I have people here who have such memories that they make the elephant seem as if he has no memory at all. And they not only remember when I preached it, but they can tell me every point that I preached. Something I couldn't do myself. So, these are well known to us. His life, his stand, his translation. What I want to do today, focusing in Hebrews chapter 11, is emphasize these words of the text, by faith. We're going to look at the whole text, but especially this, by faith, Enoch was translated. And I want us to look at Enoch as an example of the exercise of faith, and particularly that faith that overcomes depravity and death. Three things I want us just to point out. But as we look at them, let's keep in mind that Enoch was first a man of holiness in a day of apostasy. But he was more. He was, and he continues to be, a message of life in the midst of death. Genesis 5, the recurring phrase is, and he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. Then you suddenly come to Enoch and he didn't die. So you have these two things about Enoch. He was a man of holiness in a day of apostasy. His faith overcame depravity. He was a man who didn't die. He was a man who is a message of life in the midst of death. Here indeed is the very heart of the gospel that we preach. It deals with sin, and it gives you the power to live above the world in sin with a heart made pure and your garments white and Christ enthroned within. The gospel that does not give you the power to live in victory either is not the gospel, or secondly, is not being applied by faith in your life. But let us get this. The gospel is the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation, not just the entrance upon salvation, but the enjoyment of salvation. The gospel is God's mighty dynamic power to enable his people to overcome depravity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.